Welcome to your five for the day. Travelling on the roads in Botswana many years ago used to be an absolute joy for drivers who loved the open road. There was very little traffic and no roundabouts or traffic lights to make a man have to take his right foot off the pedal. There were hazards on the road, though. Dogs would come out from villages and bark at the wheels of the car. Donkeys would stubbornly remain in the middle of the road. And goats were always unpredictable, sometimes running into the path of the vehicle, and sometimes running away. Local people tell us there are good reasons for the way in which each of these animals reacts to the vehicles, and this is the story. It had been a hot day in Botswana, and the dog, the donkey, and the goat decided to go for a swim in the local reservoir. Just before the bus arrived in the village, the three of them could be seen standing patiently at the bus stop. On climbing into the bus, the donkey, a very careful, ponderous character, handed the bus driver his exact fare, took his ticket, and disappeared to the back of the bus. His friend, the dog, not so careful as the donkey, only had a 5 pula note. "Sorry, Ra," said the driver. "This is my first call this morning, and I have no change to give you. Take your ticket and come back to me for change at the end of the journey." So the dog took his ticket and joined his friend at the back of the bus. Meanwhile, the goat, who is a shifty character and had no intention of paying for his ticket, had climbed on board while the dog was speaking to the driver and sneaked under the seats to sit at the back of the bus. Eventually, the three friends arrived at Shashi Reservoir. The donkey made his slow, determined way to the door and alighted. The dog made his way to the front to ask for his change. "Ra," said the bus driver, "I intend giving you no change. You have been a rowdy and smelly passenger. Now get off quick before I kick you off." While this altercation was going on, the goat once again sneaked his way under the seats and shot off into the bush without paying. "Now," said the Botswana, "when a vehicle passes along the road, the donkey refuses to get out of the way. 'I've paid my fare, and you can't push me around,' he says. The dog comes running out from wherever he is hiding and runs alongside the vehicle barking, 'Where's my change? Where's my change?' The goat, however, always runs when he sees a vehicle, because he doesn't want to get caught. He feels guilty. And the story is so true of human nature. Guilt always separates us from others. It either separates us from the people we have wronged, so that we avoid them when we see them coming, or it separates us from God. Adam and Eve hid from him in the garden because they had sinned, and mankind has been doing the same ever since. There is no need for this, however. God has provided the means by which we can have our sin forgiven and our guilt removed. Christ died on Calvary for just that reason, to bring us to God. We do not need to carry on hiding from him, avoiding him, being afraid of him. Jesus invites us all, saying, "Come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."